Edward Jenner, the man who fought the terrible disease, smallpox.
When I was a child, I was very elated at my school. This treatment protected me from a terrible disease called smallpox. But the treatment was very unpleasant. When I became a doctor, my ambition was to find a better way to protect people. I was born on the 17th of May, 1749, at Barclay, in the western part of England. My father was the priest at the church in Barclay. When I was young, I went to schools which were near my home. Then, when I was 14 years old, I became an apprentice for 7 years. I worked for a doctor in another town. I learnt from him the skills of a surgeon and the skills of a family doctor. At that time, many people suffered from smallpox. Smallpox was a terrible disease. People who had it first had a fever and a rash, then pains in the head and back and stomach. After that, their bodies became covered with blisters. Many people who got smallpox died quickly. When I was still at school, my friends and I were variolated. This treatment, variolation, protected people from smallpox. In fact, it gave people the disease, but the disease didn't kill them. I'll tell you how it was done. Some pus was taken from a blister on the body of someone who'd already had the disease. Then cuts were made in our arms, and the pus was put under our skin. Then we were put in a building on our own, and the door was locked. For several days we stayed there. We all became very ill. We had fevers and pains, and we couldn't eat anything. It was terrible, but we didn't die. When I became a doctor, I knew that protection against smallpox was important. I worked as a family doctor in Barclay, and in this job I saw many people who had the disease. They hadn't been variolated, and the disease usually killed them. It often killed the people who looked after them, too, their families and friends. One day, I met a woman called Catherine Kingscote. We fell in love, and we were married in 1788. Catherine and I had 3 children. Now, I had a problem. How could I protect them from smallpox? At that time in England, 1 child in every 3 children died of the disease. And we didn't have a useful treatment for it. I thought about variolation, but that treatment was horrible. I knew that from my own memories. But was variolation the only answer to the problem? No, there was another answer. Some people who lived in villages in the countryside already knew about it. I'll tell you how I found out about it. In May 1796, a young woman called Sarah Nelms came to see me. She worked on a farm, getting the milk from cows. She had a rash, and I thought it might be a smallpox rash. I asked her, "Have people in your village got the disease?" "No," she said. "None of us has it, and none of us will get it, doctor. We've all had cowpox, and nobody who's had cowpox gets smallpox. I got cowpox from Blossom. She's one of the cows that I take milk from." Is Sarah's story true? I asked myself. Cowpox was a disease which cows often got, and people got it from them. It was a disease, but it wasn't as terrible as smallpox. People got a fever and some blisters, but they never died of cowpox. Can cowpox protect people against smallpox? I asked myself. I decided to test the idea, and this is how I did it. A man who worked in my garden had a young son. The man was worried about his son. "Will the boy get smallpox and die?" he asked me. I said that I had a new treatment, and I wanted to test it. I could test it on his son. On the 14th of May, 1796, I made cuts in the boy's arms, and I put cowpox pus under his skin. He had a fever for a short time, but it wasn't a bad one. Then, on the 1st of July, I variolated him with smallpox pus. The treatment didn't make him ill. I tried the test again with 23 other people. None of them became sick. Sarah Nelms was right. People who'd had cowpox didn't get smallpox. And I quickly found out that I could take cowpox pus from people with the disease to treat other people. The pus didn't have to come from a cow each time. I was pleased with my tests. When the news of them was printed in 1798, I was happy. Other British doctors could use my treatment, and we could stop the smallpox moving from one person to another. That's what I thought. But doctors who used variolation were unhappy. They wanted to use the treatment that they knew about. They didn't want to change. I hadn't got the support of my colleagues. I soon found out that several other doctors in different countries had also tried the cowpox treatment. Like me, they hadn't got the support of their colleagues. Some of our problems came from religious people. They thought that putting pus from animals into human bodies was wrong. "God will be angry with you," they said. But I thought that doctors could save millions of people's lives if they used my treatment. I called the treatment vaccination. The name came from the Latin word vacca, which means cow. Year after year, my work became more famous. The British government gave me money to help with the work between 1802 and 1807. All my tests showed that Sarah Nelms had been right. Vaccination wasn't my only interest. I was very interested in the behavior of birds, and I spent a lot of time studying them. I wrote about that subject. But I'll always be remembered best for the work that I began after I talked to the farm girl, Sarah. Vaccination with cowpox saved people's lives in Britain and in other parts of the world. People in France soon used my method of vaccination too, and later, doctors in other countries accepted it. In Britain, King George IV gave me a job as physician extraordinary, a doctor for the royal family. I also became mayor of Berkeley. When I died, on the 26th of January, 1823, at the age of 73, there was still work to be done. But finally, during the 1840s, variolation was stopped in England. Although vaccination was not made compulsory until 1853, I hoped that one day smallpox was going to disappear from the world.